So was there a deciding factor?
There's no single overriding factor, but I've been thinking about it for a long time after the great session we had earlier this year, and I've got some private sector things going with my consulting business, some opportunities outside of Kentucky, and then my bourbon company, Kentucky Senator Bourbon, is requiring more of my time, and I just feel like I don't want to be that guy who sticks around too long, and that sometimes it's better to leave a little too soon than to stay a little too long. And so that went into the decision. And at the end of my term, it'll be 22 years in the Senate, 12 as majority leader, and I just feel like it's time.
And you feel okay with it, it sounds like.
Yeah, it people are asking me, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing is wrong, I'm fine. And then people say, well, what are you gonna do? And my response is, I'm gonna do everything. I wanna see what kind of other opportunities are out there in the private sector. And I'm not ruling out running for another office again someday.
Governor?
That is, running for governor is certainly a possibility. I mean, it's, you know, that's 4 years from now, and you know, we just inaugurated a governor yesterday. It's probably a little too soon, but certainly, you know, running for governor would be on my radar screen.
So you're not taking yourself out of politics. I mean, let me put it this way. Do you think it's likely you will get back in some context?
Well, I'm not going to leave politics. I'm just going to leave the Kentucky State Senate in a little over a year. But I'm still going to be very involved in helping my Republican friends who mean a lot to me and who share my vision of what government should look like. I'm going to be helping them at the local level, the state level, the federal level. And, you know, I'll be unencumbered. I can pick and choose what races I want to get involved in instead of, you know, having to be involved in all races.
Has there been some, I'll call it, some shiftage within the caucus, some makeup of the caucus that has been a factor as well, that maybe a little more moderate view within the caucus?
No, there's not been a shift in our caucus in the Senate. As a matter of fact, I really like our caucus. We were together 2 weeks ago in Pikeville for our caucus retreat, and I had this decision in the back of my mind, and I thought to myself, I'm really going to miss these people. There have been changes in the House caucus in Frankfort that I've noticed that, you know, they're changes. That's all I'm going to say. And then, you know, some of the stuff that's happened in Washington, D.C. has been really disappointing. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I've done my part to build the Senate Republican caucus to where it is. And it's, you know, now time to hand it off to someone else.